Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this evening comes from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter, where Luke records, Jesus lifted up his hands and he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Please be seated. If you were to take a poll of the churches around Dayton this evening, we're probably one of the few that are celebrating the ascension of our Lord. It's unfortunate because, realize it or not, Jesus' ascension is one of the most important events in the church year. It's right up there with Christmas and Easter. Now, it's easy to see the importance of Christmas. Jesus, born in the flesh, and he dwelt among us. So, of course, we celebrate Jesus' entry into our world as he humiliated himself. And then Easter, that's what his whole work was about, his suffering and death upon a cross and being raised from the grave. But ascension, how does that come into one of the most important days of the church year? And a better question, what does the ascension have to do with everyday life in the regular human being? Well, I would suggest that it has everything to do with your everyday life. You see, you and I live in dying bodies in a broken and sinful world. You suffer from emotional and physical pain as your bodies are racked in body and soul. Many days you feel like a hamster running on a wire wheel just trying to eke out a living in this world and fighting off Satan at every turn as he throws temptations your way and trials and tribulations. So what does the ascension have to do with that? Again, it has everything to do with that. Because of Jesus' great love, he left the glory of heaven and humbled himself. He took on human flesh and bone and became servant of all. And as 100% man, fully man, Jesus shared every one of your physical and emotional pains. All those temptations, all your trials and tribulations, he too was racked in body and soul. He faced sadness and loss and every dilemma known to mankind, and while suffering the devil's greatest attempts to derail his work of salvation that God had sent him for. And yet, Jesus still lived a perfect and sinless life while fulfilling everything that was written about him in the law of Moses and in the prophets and also the Psalms. He suffered, died, and was raised again on the third day. But then 40 days after that glorious resurrection, as he was speaking to his disciples, Jesus lifted up his hands and he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And as we confess in the Apostles' Creed, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Jesus left heaven, came down to earth because he loved you. And then he ascended again because he loves you. The writer to the Hebrews records, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." And this is why the ascension is so important. Jesus is your high priest. He has walked more than just 1 mile in your shoes. He has faced your temptations and borne your griefs and carried your sorrows. And he offered his very own body and blood to save you of your sins as a perfect paschal sacrifice. And today, your risen high priest is now ascended and taken his rightful place at the Father in heaven. And the writer to the Hebrews continues, "For Christ has entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. He has appeared for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." You see, as he's seated at the right hand of God, Jesus has become your intercessor. He's ever pleading your case before God the Father for his very own sake. It's Jesus alone who can truly represent you before the Father, and it's Jesus alone who can truly represent the Father to you. Jesus has restored that relationship that has been restored by that sin back in the garden. And today, humanity can now stand in the presence of God the Father, just like it was back in the beginning in the Garden of Eden before sin came into the world. You could say that Jesus blazed the trail unto heaven for all who believe. But don't think that he has gone away and abandoned you. No, he will come again to take you home so that where he is, you may be also. In baptism, you were baptized into his death. And just as sure as Jesus was raised from the dead, on the last day, you too will be raised from the dead. And as sure as Christ has ascended into heaven, you too will ascend into heaven. You will be there as a witness of Christ residing at the right hand of God the Father. You will be right there. But for the time being, our senses can't perceive Jesus being among us. But that doesn't mean that although he's gone to heaven, that he is not with us. You see, Jesus is always right where he promises to be. He's present right here this evening. Wherever two or three are gathered, he is among us. He is also in the other places where he has commanded that he would be, told us he would be, in word and sacrament. You see, when two or three gather in his name, we're not supposed to do whatever we see fit, but we should do what God has commanded us to do. This is why Jesus has instituted the office of the Holy Ministry, to proclaim his good news in his name, delivering his means of grace to the people. Jesus says that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And you too are witnesses. You have the witness of Holy Scripture, giving you the account of Christ descending from heaven and suffering and dying and ascending back to the Father. These things that the preaching of forgiveness of sins and the other things that Christ wants us to proclaim is the preaching of law so that it accuses you of your sin, and also the preaching of the gospel so it shows you where to go to receive forgiveness for that sin. And that's the purpose of this sermon and every sermon ever preached. As servants of Christ, the preaching office is also given to administer the mysteries of God, hidden in the waters of baptism, hidden in the bread and wine in the Lord's Supper. And in those mysteries, as we call them sacraments, Jesus comes to you personally. And that's right where he promises to be. Not some spiritual connection in heaven. He comes to you in the water, in his body, and in his blood. He has sent his Holy Spirit to equip you to believe in him and to keep you in the true faith and clothe you with the power to share the good news of Christ crucified for forgiveness and salvation. So it is unfortunate that the ascension of our Lord is often neglected and forgotten. But we still celebrate it because it's the great coronation of Christ onto his throne in heaven. The Son of Man, with all his enemies at his feet as his footstool, with the angels and all the company of heaven lauded, magnifying his holy, glorious name, the flesh and blood, God-man Jesus, still bearing the scars from the nails and the wound in his side, he has been given all authority on heaven and on earth. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.